Blog Talk Radio. Well, here we are on Saturday on Scott Hensler Network. I'm Scott Hensler. If you've been to my website at scotthensler.org, you'll find teachings and documents and downloads that pertain to the spirit realm, pertain to deliverance, pertain to breaking curses, to setting yourself and your family free, to restoring your marriage, to restoring who you are, who God intended you to be, to get away from what Satan tried to make you to be. And today I wanted to go over conspiracy theories and the lividity of this whole concept that has been downplayed by secret societies intentionally to dumb us down as an American people, thinking that anyone that goes along with a conspiracy theory is a nutcase, a nut job, has psychological disorders, when in fact all you've got to do is look around you, and even with the media as poisoned that it is, you can plainly see that there is a conspiracy fact, and that is to destroy the United States, to destroy the people of the world, which, by the way, the first conspiracy was Satan to conspire against God. And with it, conspiring with one-third of the angels, were removed. Now, Satan has not been completely cast down. He's still running amok. He's still doing his dirty work. And that will all cease on the day of the Lord, the day that Christ returns. But I'd like to address the fact that this programming that has been brought on the American people slowly over so many years. I'm going to go through quite a bit here, and I need to go through it fast because I've only got an hour program. But I want you to understand that there is a close tie, a direct connection with the demonic realm, the spirit realm that contains unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, perversion spirits. These entities, spirits that are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. And what happens is that since they are unredeemable, since they are an abomination, they wish to inhabit our bodies. They wish to come into our minds. They wish to take over us and act out their ugly nature through us. And to do that, they have to convince man that to receive in order for them to have a legal right to us. And through this legal right, they have a right to our minds and our bodies and our lives. And so we look at the world today, we see the Islamic jihad that's going on over in the Middle East. We see that it's migrating this way. We see that ISIS is actually staged below us here and south of the border, and since the borders are wide open, they're just flooding through. So tell me that's not a conspiracy to disarm, to take down the United States. So President Obama should be held accountable, should be arrested, he should be tried and convicted for the crimes against the United States of America, against the crimes for crimes against the people of the United States, Christians, non-Christians, atheists, doesn't matter who. If you're a U.S. citizen, Obama has conspired with the Illuminati, with the Freemasons, with the secret societies. He may even have his own agenda, and that he has literally, even though he supposedly has taken the oath to uphold the Constitution, where we see in both swear-ins after the elections, that those were always screwed up, that they had to do it later, they had to do it secretive. And that was so that his oath that he took to uphold the Constitution did not stand, because the Illuminati, the Freemasons, are very big on numbers, very big on the words that they speak, the oaths that they take, and so they had to make that a counterfeit and then go into private and do it later, and by doing so, that the oath that they took, which is under Luciferianism and an occult, demonic, secret society, and a bond, a relationship with Satan and the fallen angels to carry out the very nature of what they've turned themselves into. So otherwise, they've sold their souls. Obama has sold his soul. The Bushes have sold their souls. This has been a long time in the family. And I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to explain this connection. And I also want to recommend my book, Second Heaven Invasion, chapter 13, I believe it is. I've gone through in detail from beginning to end, all the way back to Nimrod, all the way through today, the involvement of the Illuminati, the Cabal, the secret societies that have been on a several hundred year plan to take down the United States. They knew that they couldn't just take the people because we were so heavily armed. This was a Christian nation at one time. And so through the dumbing down, through the social engineering, through the brainwashing, and by the way, the drugs, the alcohol abuse, the lifestyles that have been placed onto us, we've literally sold ourselves out. And I blame the Christian church for this. We may blame those who sin for the situations we're in, but it is a situation where God commanded us and Jesus commanded us that if we love Jesus, we will keep his commandments. In the Great Commission, we're to heal the sick, set the captives free, restore sight to the blind, have the lame walk, preach the gospel. Well, we haven't been doing that. We haven't been delivering ourselves. We've walked away from what Jesus was really all about. These false doctrines that come in with prosperity and the pre-tribulation rapture and all this other stuff that has caused us to stand down and not stand against the wiles of the enemy as we were commanded to do. And that's a very serious error that has literally caused the nation, the United States, to be where we're at. And so those who think that a conspiracy theory is just nothing but a theory, I want to have you understand that I myself, being in the deliverance ministry, see the conspiracy of the demons, how they act out their nature through people to kill them, to destroy them systematically, one at a time, to try and have them walk away from the faith of God, to destroy them before even receiving the blood of Jesus Christ, and to keep those who are Christians dumbed down to where they their fruit has no works in the Spirit. Otherwise, the Holy Spirit has been quenched, has been suppressed, and is not active and able to act out what God has planned for us in the power and authority through the blood of the Lamb. By doing so, because of the influences of Satan and convincing people that we can turn away from God, that we have promises through occult, through Luciferian, through divination, through witchcraft and sorcery. These are all lies. And these things have also crept into the church. And again, I want to go through this and point this out. So just bear with me as I go through this systematically. I'm not big on reading from notes, but I don't want to miss anything here because I need you to understand that Satan hates you, he hates me, he hates our children, he hates the United States, he hates the image of God. And so whether you're a practicing witch, whether you're in the occult, whether you're a Christian or whether you're from Islam, Satan's wish is to destroy you. And the only way he can do it is through our willful sin. And by convincing us to sin, we give him a legal right to come into our minds, into our bodies, for him to act out his nature through us. And by this, we literally destroy ourselves. So I'll just go through this one at a time. Well, many will say that conspiracy theories are unproven. Well, that is the farthest thing from the truth. And so what is a conspiracy? Well, it's two or more people conspiring to do an unlawful or harmful act against a government, against an organization, against people. And so we also see in the laws that if an individual plots to kill somebody, there can be a conspiracy to commit murder. So it's really just the definition of putting something together systematically to carry out an act of evil. And so to conspire, or a conspiracy, we see is all around us. We see that there's coups against governments. We see that there's jihad right here in the United States that Obama is waging against the United States people. And so by thinking that we are not in a conspiracy, then God help you, because that means you've got a spirit of deception. You've drank in the Kool-Aid to the point where you're dumbed down, you're incapable through your cognitive thinking to rationalize and to understand and comprehend exactly where we're at. Because systematically, through the programming, through MKUltra, through the CIA mind control programs, that through this social engineering that has programmed us through media, through newspapers, through TV, through radio, through the educational systems, that we have reached a mental thinking where our cap can only go so high. So the level on our ceiling of our mind isn't much above our head. We don't think outside the box anymore. We're not capable of taking in information because of the educational system, the way that the kids have been taught, and the influences of liberalism, which is communism, which is a way of thinking that there's a betterment for the people by turning everything over to a government. Well, whenever you turn everything over to an individual or a group of individuals, there's always corruption. Because these people have been influenced demonically. They feel that they've been risen above, and by the way, you can have psychopaths, and by the way, most of them are. They've been turned over to a debased or retrobate mind. They have rejected God, a narcissism, which by the way is the closest thing to evil that you will ever see, has captured their minds, and that's witchcraft. And so through the generational curses and through the implementation of Satan's plot, there is a dumbing down of people, and Christianity has been dumbed down, and that's why I am very upset with the churches not standing against the wiles of the enemy, the true circumstances, that this has been allowed to become who we are, and that is to reject the truth. And so we know in the last days, the book of Revelations and Ezekiel and Daniel and some of the others, that what is right will become wrong, and what is light will become dark, and so truth, being who God is, being the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is being rejected, is being taken out. And because of that, then the spirits, because a rejection of Jesus Christ is a curse. And so by throwing Jesus out, by rejecting the blood of the Lamb, we curse ourselves. So our nation has slowly been cursed over the years. We were once blessed. And so here we are today, not able to understand what a conspiracy is, that it's not just theory, that it is a true conspiracy fact. Now, this social engineering, this cognitive biases, the psychological manipulation, the changing of the behavior of the people through this educational system, we can even go back as far as Dewey, and these deceiving spirits can come through crypto-eugenics, subliminal mind suggestions, to cause mental lockups. And this was also done through medications, through drugs, vaccines, and even fluoride. Hitler discovered by us that by poisoning the water of the Jews while they're in their camps, they become lethargic. They weren't capable of being able to fight back or to organize or to even comprehend their plight, because their minds were drugged. And through this pharmakia, spirits come in and dumb down. And so this is what we have in America. It's gone full circle. We know that through Project Paperclip, that the Nazi scientists, part of the MK Ultra mind control, and those things that have infiltrated through the CIA, through the Pentagon, through NASA, through other agencies, that this has been a soft kill on the people of the United States. And so even if one was to try and understand conspiracy, that the spirit that has come in as blocking spirits through this means is most likely going to keep you from comprehending. So if you think everything that I'm saying right now is poppycock, is ridiculous, it's insanity, I'm crazy, I don't know what I'm talking about, I've been doing deliverance a very, very long time. And blocking spirits are one of the key spirits that keep an individual from being able to comprehend the Bible, from being able to comprehend their own sins, to be able to not comprehend the love of Jesus Christ and who God really is, and therefore through ultimate means, usually the occult, through New Age, through sorcery practices, through astrology, you seek other methods of retaining or understanding or filling in the gaps in your own spirit, in your own soul, because you're not fulfilled. See, without God, we're not who He intended us to be. Without the Holy Spirit, we have no relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we're empty, much like those who have personality disorders, borderline personality disorders. Borderline personality disorder is like taking two mirrors and pointing them at each other, so there's a reflection back and forth. And as you look into the mirrors and see a reflection, you see a never-ending abyss of mirrors pointing back and forth till they finally just disappear out of sight. And that's literally the soul of a borderline. They're so hurt, they're so wounded, they're so broken. They have no comprehension that they are actually loved by the Most High God, that they have worth, and that God loves them. And this is exactly where Satan has taken the United States, that through other means, people turn to drugs, they turn to homosexuality, they turn to perversion, to pornography, they have multiple partners, we're at a high amount of divorce, and so this is a way of Satan to keep us from, so we're always searching. No matter what we do, it's never enough. It's like trying to take a shovel and fill in the Grand Canyon one scoop at a time. It just isn't going to happen. And so this programming that has been accomplished was accomplished through the seminaries, which were supposed to teach our clergymen, our pastors, the true Word of God, to educate them in the Old and the New Testament, Greek and Hebrew, which they have not done. So most pastors don't know Greek or Hebrew. So when they read some of the scripture, they don't really comprehend or understand. And they put their own spin and twist to it and have taught this, this doctrine of demons to us, that it has all been done on the cross. Now, absolutely, Jesus did everything, empowering us for all power, all authority over Satan through the blood of the Lamb. But until the return of Jesus Christ, we are at war. And through that empowerment, through the blood of the cross, we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. But if we're not taught spiritual warfare, if we're not taught who we are in Jesus Christ, if we're not taught the power that God has given us, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, the God of the Bible, then we don't know how to fight. You can imagine World War II, Vietnam, World War I, whatever, Korean War, that the recruits that were brought in, if we did not put them through boot camp, if we did not train them hand-to-hand, if we did not train them how to fire a gun, how to throw a grenade, and the general tactics of war, and just simply put them on buses and on a plane and shipped them into war, they would be literally slaughtered. Absolutely would not understand what they're doing, wouldn't know their enemy, wouldn't know how to load the gun, wouldn't know the tactics, and it would be just an absolute massacre. Well, this is what's happened to us here in the United States. This is what's happened to the church. The new recruits come in that have supposedly given themselves to Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, many of them are false converts because they haven't had the spiritual transformation to be made into a new creature. They haven't had the spirit really come into them. It was more of a mental need to, maybe they were just, you know, things were going wrong in their life, and they just were told, well, you know, if you come to God, everything's going to be fine. Well, no, it isn't. It's going to be a war. And the point of it is that when you come to Christ and you're given the power through the blood of the Lamb, you can fight back. You're not. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be in a fight. You will most likely, that will increase. But I would rather fight back than to be like the unfortunate Jews that were standing at their grave and then gunned down and then bulldozed into pits. And that's exactly what's coming to us. We see this in Agenda 21. We see this with the globalists, the New World Order, the Illuminati, to get down to 500 million instead of the 6 or 7 billion people that we have in this world. And so that is a conspiracy to disarm the people, to take the guns away. That's what the Small Arms Treaty is all about. That's what Obama, that's what the Clintons have been doing. That's what Bush has done when we saw this with the Patriot Act. That literally was the end of the Constitution, or the beginning of the end. And so that took catapulted the NSA. And billions and billions of dollars have been spent to bring up the NSA, which, by the way, which will be part of the beast system in the last days. And we are here. It's just a matter of one more straw to break the camel's back. And so, again, that is a conspiracy. They're the Illuminati, the Cabal, the Masonics, the Freemasons, through Albert Pike, are intentionally wanting to eliminate us, the useless eaters, the people that they believe that are less than them, to eliminate them, to elevate themselves. They've been convinced that Satan is going to put them in a position where they won't have to face the judgment of God, that they'll be given power and wealth and whatever they, you know, goes along with this. When that is a lie, no one's getting away with this. Do you understand me? If you're in the occult now, you're not going to get away with it. If you practice Luciferianism, you're not going to get away with it. If you're practicing sorcery and witchcraft, you're not going to get away with it. You will end up in the fiery pit. And so Satan, this has been a plan to deceive mankind, which is a conspiracy to destroy us. Why? Because we've been made in the image of God. Satan hates us, and so therefore, through sin, to commit us to do sin, then we fall out of grace with God and we perish. Now, this indoctrination of the people, the Tavistock Institute, which was the Center for Human Behavior, which basically was one of the bases for mind control and propaganda and social manipulation, is also a part of this. This is all under the Luciferian doctrine of the Illuminati, to again program us to the point where we don't know what truth is. And this again was through media, through TV, and so all checks and balances, let's say the newspapers, they were our watchdog at one time, and now they're our enemy. They're literally telling us everything in the opposite direction for us to make a conscious decision and for a comprehension of the true evil that's being employed on us. And that has literally taken the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our rights under God and given us trying to put us under a situation where we're giving rights by the government, which are being taken away from us a little bit at a time. Now, as I mentioned on the secret societies of Freemason, the Masonic, the Cabal, the Kabbalah, the Illuminati in itself, Morals and Dogma was written by Albert Pike in 1971. Now, he was the head of the Freemasons and the founder of the KKK. So there was a process of eugenics to eliminate blacks in America, to keep them dumbed down to where they were controllable, or to eliminate them altogether. And so anyone that is still going along with this left-right paradigm of Democrat and Republican, both parties have been sold out. That was a ploy under Morals and Dogma to divide the people. And so if you've been raised up, like some people were Ford buyers and some people were Chevy buyers and they would never buy a Ford and never, you know, back and forth. This is the same tactic. It was a way of getting you to purchase, to buy into something that has nothing to do with God. Because once you divide a house, it cannot stand. You divide the people, the nation cannot stand. So they've done a great job of this. Now, Obama himself is a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason. And even in the Masonic Center and Des Moines, Iowa, back in December, last December, he gave a speech and was honored there for his involvement in the Masonic lodges. And we look at the Bushes, you know, this, like I said, the left-right here are all involved in this. They've been sold out. And so it doesn't matter who you vote for, you're going to get the same garbage around. So the Bushes, Bush Sr., you know, was a grand master, and coming from Yale University, the Skull and Bones, which was founded in 1832, was a split off of the secret societies to indoctrinate the young minds in the universities to then educate them as they became professors and would go into corporations and then enter into government, being demonically possessed, being influenced with the blocking spirits, with the deceiving spirits, now have gone out into the nation over the years and have literally just changed the structure, the basic structure of the United States. And so we see each year the Bilderberger Conference, they're basically deciding who's going to be the next president. You think you voted Obama in? I'm sorry. That was a strategic plan. The voting machines that are all software driven, they can all be manipulated. We should go back to hard voting. We should go back to being able to go to a voting booth, have a piece of paper, check it off, then put it into a box, then the county, which is then protected by the sheriff since he's an elected official. And by the way, remember, the sheriff is supposed to protect our constitutional rights. And through that process, the ballots are to be verified and then tallied and documented and then presented in a group, in a setting to show that there cannot be any false conspiracy to elect somebody who wasn't elected. And remember, you think that thing that happened down in Texas with the chaps that were sticking on the ballots was by accident? That was the last attempt to get rid of the paper ballot. So everything went electronic. And who was that? Jeb Bush, right? Jeb Bush was the governor, which was the brother of Bush Jr., the sons of Bush Sr., And we go all the way back to Bush's grandfather, who helped Hitler be financed through the banks, the Rockefeller banks. This organization, this Illuminati, goes way, way back before the turn of the century. As I said, back to Albert Pike, way, way back in the 1800s. And that was the basic formation of the Illuminati as an organization through the Rothschilds. And so this this instance that we have today has infiltrated our public schools, our universities, even our private schools now. They're trying to remove homeschooling. We see that our government itself is making such bad choices that it isn't through ignorance, that it is a conspiracy to, no matter what the people want, no matter what they vote for, we see that the courts, we see that our elected officials always do the contrary. They always go against what we, the people, want. And that's why Congress is allowing Obama to do what he wants, no matter what, and that our borders are wide open, our military is being dismantled, we have no protection from the South from any rockets, from any missiles, from any infiltration. We know, we now have information that ISIS, the Islamic state of Iraq and Syria, that they've got camps down there. We know the Chinese have been staging down there. I personally saw the rocket fly over Phoenix that was launched off the West Coast from the submarine, the Chinese submarine, which was a warning shot to show their empowerment, because through stealth means they were able to come that close to the United States. So our own government, which, by the way, the founders knew that at any point in time, if you gave the power to a certain amount of people, that's why the structure of the government was split up, that through the executive branch and through the Congress and the Senate, that there was a division intentionally put so one group could not have complete and total power. But we see also that the executive orders that Obama himself has been placing has just literally off the charts. So let me bring up to a point here of just exactly what I mean. Now, Bush Jr. himself did around 62 of them in his 8 years. Literally, just within the 4 or 5 years that Obama is in, he's done close to 1,000. Now, most presidents in the past never exceeded over 30. And so what they've done is they've circumvented Congress. And by doing so, they've empowered the NSA. They've taken money and they've shifted over to Benghazi. They've shipped arms over to Benghazi to get the ISIS in place to arm them. Because ISIS didn't just come out of nowhere. They didn't just form overnight. They were created by the United States, supplied by Obama. And that means that is a willful act against the people of the United States. And they're saying that ISIS is so bad that even Al-Qaeda split off from them because they were so terrible. Well, that's ridiculous. Because this is Islamic jihad against those people who do not go along with the Quran, do not go along with the Islamic laws. By bringing in a caliphate, meaning that is a government under Islamic rule of one individual, and that has been put in place by Obama. That's what the Benghazi thing was all about. And so through his executive orders, by circumventing the Congress, that he's allocated these monies and manpower to do just that. And so again, through these orders, we have martial law at our doorsteps, that if Ebola, and it will, gets a hold here in the United States coming up through Mexico, because our borders are wide open, see what's wrong is right and right, what's wrong, black and white, back and forth. Our borders, the fact that it's wide open makes absolutely no sense. And I spent 47 years in Phoenix, Arizona. I volunteered and did work with the sheriff's office. I did man tracking. I did search and rescue. I did prisoner handling. I did everything, including homicide evidence retrieval. So I dealt closely with the issues at hand down in Arizona and saw the illegal immigration issues and the crimes, those criminals that come up through, that if you literally take people that are from the Middle East and you let their hair grow and their beard and you put them out in the sun for a while, and there's no way you could really tell them from a true Hispanic or any of the South Americans, that as they come across, and they have come across, and we know that they've come across with suitcase bombs, we know that there's biological warfare here. The Soviets have been doing this for some time. They actually used illegals to bring this stuff up. That is a conspiracy, people. And how can you not understand that? How can you not figure this out? That the whole point of the tactic is that if Satan can take out the United States, which was dedicated and founded under the Lord Jesus Christ, under God himself, that once we're out of here, the rest of the world falls. That is a conspiracy. Now, we also see all the way back to George Washington, James Monroe, you know, the presidents, Andrew Jackson, James Polk, Andrew, Garfield, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Harding. They were all Masons. Now, there is information that George Washington himself, once he really truly understood what was going on with the Masons, how they had been brought up through the Illuminati, which Albert Pike then established along with others at that time to get them to a financial point that they were self-sustaining and could buy their way into governments, that he backed out. But if you go to the main Mason site, they always show George Washington as a figurehead, being a representation of the Illuminati. But I think once he figured it out, and I'd like to believe that, because I believe he was a God-fearing man, he had images of the United States burning, these prophetic images showing what was going to happen. And I believe that I would like to believe that he finally figured that out. You know, we look at the conspiracy for President Lincoln, that the most likely the Catholic Church and other agencies, secret societies that were still fragmented a little bit with other countries, but eventually all came together, took him out. And John Wilkes Booth didn't die in that barn fire. He most likely either lived his life out down in the South or back in England where he was originated as coming from. Now look at the conspiracy of President Kennedy's assassination. Obviously there were multiple gunmen. Anyone that thinks that it was a lone gunman, doesn't know their firearms, hasn't really looked into it, hasn't researched it, that you, again, have been dumbed down, you've got a spirit of deception, and you haven't been able to figure it out. For one, it is overwhelming to believe that such a thing could happen. So I do get that, but you know what? If you're going to operate in your life by looking the other way, it's kind of like an ostrich who puts his head in the sand to thinking that he was going to get away from the danger when absolutely he's actually put himself as a sitting duck, and that's exactly what's happened to us if we don't get this. Because you need to remember, President Kennedy was going to eliminate the Federal Reserve, and what is the Federal Reserve? It's not federal, it's not a reserve, it's offshore banks that have to do with the royalties in England, with the Rothschilds, the banking, the Rockefellers, to take our money that comes from us, the people, the part of the taxes, and then we see where the IRS came out of this, which completely now, what are we at, 60%+ on our taxes? Now, how can anyone survive by having that much money taken away from us, and then that money is misused and used against us? Again, we see the NSA. And so we also see that President Kennedy was going to abolish the CIA, which was the part of the OSS that Bush Sr. himself was a lieutenant, I believe, in Dallas when Kennedy was assassinated. So the CIA, which has been under the auspices of the secret societies that brought in, through Project Paperclip, during World War II, the Nazi scientists and those leaders so we had them in the agencies. And Kennedy most likely was really the last president that really was trying to do what the people wanted, was holding on to dear life, and understood, because we even saw in his speech how he feared and talked about the secret societies. And so we know that Eisenhower, his military industrial complex speech, was famous in teaching us about how the United States was being used to build a nation of war to take out other nations that would not go along with the Illuminati agenda. And that's exactly what's happened in the Middle East. This is what's happened in Korea. This is what's happened in Vietnam. And so here we are today with thousands and thousands of our troops that have been killed, have been slaughtered, have been abused to the point that they've got post-traumatic stress syndrome. They've been left to die. They're getting their gun rights taken away from them. Again, this is all to conspire against the people of the United States to take us down. This is a coup. This is a left-right paradigm. Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton to come up for the next elections, you're going to get more of the same. Now, I don't know if we're going to make it to the elections. There's very good chance that through these executive orders with Bush, that he's going to declare martial law, again with ISIS coming up through the borders and the Ebola and any other issues that could be an EMP, that could be a suitcase bomb in Los Angeles or New York or Florida, who knows where. That could come down, and next thing you know, we're being carted off to the FEMA camps, since we've already got Soviet soldiers here with Chinese, because the U.S. soldier most likely would not turn on the United States people. Their constitutional oaths were to protect, and so Obama systematically, through jihad, has been removing all of the generals, the colonels, the majors, the admirals, and placing his people in that have indoctrinated those around him and eliminated those that would have stood with the United States, that now we've been so infiltrated that we're really at a point of no return. The tares have outnumbered the wheat. And so this jihad, which is a war against unbelievers of Islam, so the Muslims, which, by the way, Obama is, so he's been in cahoots. He was put in place. We have information that he was an agent through the Soviet Union at 16, that he never was a citizen. He just comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden made president. And so here we are. Now, why? Well, because the church has stood down. We haven't tested the spirit. We've allowed this stuff to continue with abortion. We've got 60 million babies, which is an underestimated number, believe me. This eugenics program to eliminate blacks, to eliminate the population, to get us to believe that a child is nothing more than a blob of flesh. What we know as Christians, at the moment that we're conceived, that the Spirit of God enters us and that we're made in the image of God. And so this is a blood sacrifice. Again, that is a conspiracy. And this conspiracy is then to demonize the population to, and by the way, if you had an abortion, God bless you, for you were lied to and you were deceived. And remember that Jesus Christ paid for all past, present, and future sins, and that through the blood of the Lamb that you can be forgiven. The condemnation you may be feeling is coming from Satan. There is a conviction to understand that you did wrong, but when you call out to the Most High God, you'll understand that the life itself is nothing but a flash in the pan compared to eternity, and that you will, through the blood of the Lamb, because there are no children in hell, that if you repent If you come to the understanding of who Jesus Christ is, you will be reunited with that child or children. And so how wonderful that will be. And Satan wants you to think that that's not possible. He wants you to think that that you'll never be forgiven, and that through other means of seeking satisfaction, as I mentioned how borderlines do, they're so empty and so void inside that they'll do anything. But it never works, and then there's a frustration that takes place, and you may end in suicide, it may end in lashing out to others, going from one marriage to another. That's why the U.S. Is in the shape that it's in. And so, again, this is social engineering. This is a program, eugenics program, to destroy us. We're destroying ourselves. If we don't eat right, if we don't get water into our system, our body, then eventually we become diseased, we become weak, our organs shut down, our minds can't function properly, and we die. It's a soft kill. And that is exactly what they're doing, and that is a conspiracy. Now, without opposition against Satan, which is exactly the ploy through the seminaries for the church, and that's also another reason why we have so many religions or so many doctrines within Christianity, because one, if we come to Christ, we're all brothers and sisters. We're not Catholic, we're not Protestant, we're not Mormon, we're not, whatever Satan has come up with. We are children of the Most High God, and that the Word of God, to be understood in Greek and Hebrew, tells us exactly what he expects of us. He tells us what to do, how to do it. And the other doctrines through religion, Episcopalian, and any of the others, through whether you're from well, anything. The religions are so mass. The different congregations, the different types, whether you're a Southern Baptist, a Northern Baptist, a Baptist by itself, it just goes on and on. I was raised Lutheran, spin off from Catholicism. I had to renounce that. I've got German heritage. I had to renounce the involvement of potential relatives that may have been involved in killing the Jews, the conspiracy against them. This whole thing is to divide us. And if you can't get it now, that within the next month or two, the next couple weeks possibly, as things really escalate here, as Jesus said, men's hearts will fail them for fear for those things coming upon the earth. That means that the horrifying events that even if you believe in the pre-trib, you're going to find out real fast that the tribulation that we're going to go through, and we are going to go through it, is for everybody, even for the elect. That's you and me as Christians. And that you need to prepare your hearts right now. You need to get ready, and you need to get delivered. You need to get the spirits out of you that are deceiving, that are blocking. You need to get the curses broke off of you. You need to understand. And the only way that's going to happen is through deliverance, through the blood of the Lamb, to get the deceiving, the blocking spirits out of your brain that's been a curse upon this nation, for us to understand that we've been ployed, we've been played, we're pawns in this chess match, this chess game, to destroy us, which is a conspiracy. And by not understanding the conspiracy, how Satan from day one has plotted against God, against Adam and Eve, against man, that in time, which is coming at us very fast, is literally going to destroy us. Now, Satan may destroy our bodies, but it cannot destroy our spirit. Our spirit lives forever. We've been given a spirit. God is the Father of spirits. And so our spirit, since it will live forever, will live somewhere. The choice is yours, since man has been given free choice. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to push himself on you. God's angels are not going to force themselves on you. And if that's the case, then it is not an angel of God. It's a fallen angel. if the influences are getting you to the point where you're hyper, to where you have anxieties, where you're making decisions that are bad and it's obvious, that's not the fruits of the Spirit. See, peace, love, joy, long-suffering, these things are from God. So when we get the Holy Spirit, and you need to test the Spirit, we've been commanded to test the Spirit, we see where the Kundalini Spirit's running amok in the churches, which is just a general term for all the deceiving spirits. It's an Antichrist spirit, like Jezebel. That through this deception, that through the anxieties and the anxiousness to achieve something without the true works of God, forces us into pornography, alcoholism, drug abuse, sex abuse, you know, a sex addiction, these things to try and satisfy us. But the true love, the true power, the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon us, brings peace. When I pray for people, when I do a deliverance, I'm able to remove the spirits, I'm able to get those blocking spirits out of them, and then they're able to then understand who they are in God, for them to understand who they are in Jesus Christ. And through this new understanding, being made a new creature, for them to be consecrated, for being able to pick up the Bible for the first time in their life and be able to read it when they maybe gave themselves to God, to Jesus Christ 20 years ago, but they've been under a curse because the church teaches you that this can't happen. When it can happen, I get emails every day, I get calls. I've got some heavy deliverances coming up this coming week that are curses upon a family, that are destroying families, that are causing them to go in every direction but in God's way. And when they do seek God and they go to the church rejects them, tells them they don't have enough faith, when in fact they're under a curse, they need delivered. And it just sickens me. It breaks my heart to see those who claim to be men of God, women of God, that literally turn on their fellow Christian, that reject them. And I'll tell you what, the judgment comes and starts in the house of God, and you will face the music. You think you're getting away with it? If Jesus said, cast out demons, then cast out demons. If he said, heal the sick, then heal the sick. If he said, preach the gospel, preach the gospel. Not have a banquet or a car wash or have some kind of cutesy thing in the church where it's a feel good and you've got all kinds of music that has no basis of the Psalms whatsoever, that it's drums beating which brings in a soul, a fleshly, which allows the devil to come in. Churches, a true church that is truly doing the Word of God, doing the commandments, the great commandment, the great commission of Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit can freely move, touches people, heals people. We see the fruit. When you go into a church that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to flow, and I've mentioned recently that I had to deal with a church here that's like that, and I'll tell you what, I got a vision the other day of that particular church. And if it's, well, all I can tell you is I mentioned that judgment starts in the house of God, that those who preach the doctrine that they need to stand down because they're going to be raptured out of here and not face the music, not deal with those things, it doesn't mean judgment. Tribulation doesn't mean judgment. That those who teach those such things that are causing us to stand down, causing us not to do deliverance, to either reject it or not do what God's commanded us to do, the great commission of Jesus Christ, all hell is going to break loose. And again, that's where men's hearts will fail them for fear, because if you haven't been cleaning yourself, if you haven't been going through deliverance, if you haven't been healing your heart, if you haven't been repenting, if you haven't been forgiving, the devil has you. Because when the spirits are released, and from my understanding, from what I've been researching, that only 10% of the demonic is really loose in the spirit realm, the second heaven, hence my book, Second Heaven Invasion. And by the way, real quickly, if you go to Second Heaven Invasion here on Blog Talk, each chapter in my book of Second Heaven Invasion, I've been going through. And so each one of them deal with each specific issue of deliverance, of curses, doing spiritual warfare, Freemasonry, spirits that are unclean, fallen angels versus good angels, to the spirit realm in general involving the demonic, and the great battle that we're in. I break it down, and at the end of each chapter are prayers to break, to reverse, to cast down, to null, to render to no effect those things that have been coming upon you. But repentance is the key. Sin is the root, the legal right to allow the demonic in. And through the conspiracy of Satan, the churches have not been teaching us how to fight back. And so that fruit then has been that people are perishing from lack of knowledge. I can't tell you how many Christians that I meet that their families are so screwed up that they themselves have sicknesses and illnesses. They have nightmares and night terrors. They have visitations. They hear voices in their head. I did. Are you hearing voices in your head last night? The teaching just before this. And I forgot to mention, and I've mentioned in other teachings, that when I was in a coffee shop here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, there were two law officers that were sitting next to me, and their conversation was about them hearing voices. I talked about psychotronics. I talked about voice-to-skull technology. That is part of the conspiracy to infiltrate our minds, to cause us insanity. Those can cause, through that mind manipulation, through the sonic waves, through the ultrasonic, through the microwave waves, through the ELF waves, sicknesses, confusion, nausea, can cause you not to be able to fight back, but can also inject into your mind visions and voices. And so these two officers were discussing in detail before a third officer came over and sat down, and they went quiet because apparently they hadn't revealed that to him, that they were hearing voices. So the point of it is, so is your sheriff's office, is your police department, is your state police, the highway patrol, the Department of Public Safety, are there Masons in that department? Are they the ones running that department? Are they the ones in charge of it? Are they involved in Homeland Security? Do they have Homeland Security agents within there? If you are in the Illuminati, you're going to hear voices. If you are practicing such things, as we see in Galatians 5, those who do will not inherit the kingdom of God. That is a certain, through the oaths and Freemasonry, that allow the devil in, curse your family, curse those around you, curse those that you're over, that they will start hearing voices, and those voices will eventually tell them to kill themselves, to do things that they normally wouldn't do. That is a conspiracy through Satan. So again, getting down to it, that those who do not believe in conspiracy theories, they're not theories, they're fact. It has been going on since Nimrod, since the Tower of Babel, all the way through the Cabal, all the way through the Jewish mysticism, into the Illuminati, through the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, through Albert Pike, all the way up through the Bushes, through Obama. And here we are with a final conclusion that what they've been working on all this time is finally coming to an end. When a president does over 900 executive orders, including martial law, empowering the NSA, which the Bushes did and Obama continued with it, part of the beast system, with cell towers that are capable of projecting onto us sicknesses and illnesses and voices through psychotronics, as I mentioned in the last broadcast, that we hear, if you are a Christian that has not been delivered, You're part of the conspiracy, and you will be an instrument used in the last days. Get yourself cleaned up. Get right with God. Jesus prepared this for us on the cross. His willful sacrifice with his blood gave us all powers and authority to cancel this conspiracy. I can't say it any more than that. Well, I'm out of time. God bless you. I hope you get what I was trying to tell you, because being in the deliverance ministry, I see this day in and day out. As I mentioned in one of my chapters in my book, Second Heaven Invasion, just another day in the office. God bless. ¶¶